After the Battle of Kurukshetra, Chapter 11, The Ladies of Hastinapur Glorify Krishna. Suta Goswami said, absorbed in the thought of the transcendental qualities of Krishna, who is glorified in select poetry, the ladies on the roof of all the houses of Hastinapur began to talk of him. This talk was more attractive than the hymns of the Vedas. Here he is, the original personality of Godhead, as we definitely remember him. He alone existed before the manifested creation of the modes of nature, and in him only, because he is the Supreme Lord, all living beings merge as if sleeping at night, their energy suspended. The personality of Godhead, again desiring to give names and forms to his parts and parcels, namely the living entities, did place them under the guidance of material nature by his own potency. Material nature is thus empowered to recreate. Here is that same Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose transcendental form is experienced by the great devotees who are completely cleansed of material consciousness by dint of rigid devotional service and full control of life and the senses. And that is the only way to purify existence. Oh, dear friends, here is that very personality of Godhead, whose attractive and confidential pastimes are described in the confidential parts of Vedic literature by his great devotees. It is he only who creates, maintains, and annihilates the material world, and yet remains unaffected. Whenever there are kings and administrators living like animals in the lowest modes of existence, Lord Krishna, in his transcendental form, manifests his supreme power, the truth positive. He shows special mercy to the faithful. He performs wonderful activities and manifests various transcendental forms as is necessary in different periods and ages. Oh, how supremely glorified is the dynasty of King Yadu, and how virtuous is the land of Mathura, where the supreme leader of all living beings, the husband of the goddess of fortune, has taken birth and wandered in his childhood. Undoubtedly, it is wonderful that Dwaraka has defeated the glories of the heavenly planets and has enhanced the celebrity of the earth. The inhabitants of Dwaraka are always seeing that soul of all living beings, Krishna, and they see him in his loving feature. He glances at them and favors them with sweet smiles. Oh, friends, just think of his wives whose hands he has accepted. How they must have undergone vows, baths, fire sacrifices, and perfect worship of Krishna, the Lord of the universe. For now they are able to constantly relish the nectar of his lips by kissing. The damsels of Rajabhumi would often faint just by expecting such favors. The children of these ladies, Prajumna, Samba, Umba, and ladies like Rukmini, Satyabhama, and Jambavati were forcibly taken away by him from their Swayamvara ceremonies. After Krishna defeated many powerful kings headed by Shishupal, and other ladies were also forcibly taken away by Krishna. After Krishna killed Bhaumasura and thousands of his assistants, all of these ladies are glorious. All these women auspiciously glorified their lives, despite their being without individuality and without purity. Their husband, the lotus-eyed personality of Godhead, never left them alone at home. Krishna always pleased their hearts by making valuable presentations.